This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, I want to start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Glad to have you with us, Kevin McCullough. Tonight's going to be a very special night, friends. I am very, very excited about the opportunity to liberate lives, and it is a match night. We have got some spectacular reasons for you to give tonight, mostly because it means we're going to save twice as many people. Thank you for being here. Thank you for checking us out. And I've got a big thank you to give to a brand new radio station. Why is my face completely in the shadows? Let me get rid of that parchment paper. Or turn the lights up, Ivan. I look like I'm in the dark. Seriously, I look like I'm some sort of like. That's a little better. We'll get it eventually. There's zero light on my face right there, which is kind of frustrating probably for our television network. All that being said, welcome in. If you're not watching on television, that means you're on radio. And we got a very good piece of news this week from a really cool general manager, George what's George's last name? It's in Borger, Texas. KQTY is a brand new affiliate, and we're going to be celebrating them here in a couple of weeks with their own Welcome to Radio Night Live night. But welcome in. Kevin McCullough welcoming you to a brand new Saturday night. And I started telling you a few weeks ago about our spring project. And we do a couple of times a year, we do a season of helping the world outside of my own world. I feel very privileged and honored and humbled to be able to do what I do for a living. Just this last week, I spoke to a crowd in Times Square that got a lot of press attention for trying to get Ilhan Omar removed from the post that she's holding in the Foreign Affairs Committee in the Congress. About 2,000 people that gathered in Times Square, middle of rush hour, very busy day. But they asked me to be the keynote. The next day, I was on the Joe Piscopo morning show, which is here in New York. It's big stuff. They everybody loves Joe. The next day, I was on Fox News with Dana Perino. And then yesterday, on Friday, I was with 1,300 pastors that had come together for us to say thank you to them, and was happy to be able to be part of that. And at the end of this week, I just kind of like exhaled a little bit and went, wow. I don't know if it could be any better than to be able to talk to all the different people that I got to speak with this week. And then something went through my head, and then something that I'm often haunted by. I got a note from somebody that is praying for us for the work that we're doing to try to get peoples freed from slavery in Sudan. And they said, Kev, how's it going? And I said, well, I'm thankful. We've got 82 people on the list. And as of tonight, where we're starting at, I believe there are 52 people to go, which means we've liberated 30 people. 30 slaves have been set free. But that means that there are 52 that haven't been. And so if you're just joining us for the first time and you don't know what this is all about, normally we're talking about news, we're talking about the top stories of the day, taking your calls, etc. Tonight we're going to tell some different stories, some important stories, and they are all a little bit surrounding a theme that I think sets it up really well. The partner that we're using in this endeavor is Christian Solidarity International. We've been with them for about 3 years now, helping to get the liberated people from Sudan that were taken as slaves years ago. But here's a little overview of just what they're doing.
During the Sudanese civil war, Islamic militias raided the Christian majority villages of southern Sudan, wreaking death and destruction. Hundreds of thousands were kidnapped and taken into slavery, torn away from their families, forced to convert to Islam, and subjected to untold horrors. Today, tens of thousands are still enslaved, but there is hope. Since 1995, Christian Solidarity International has liberated over 100,000 of these who have been enslaved, bringing them home, reuniting them with their families. We need your help to bring those left home. $250 will free one person from slavery and provide them with a survival kit. Basic items like food, shelter, a goat, and fishing supplies. Please, help us bring freedom for South Sudanese Christians and other minorities by giving generously. $250 frees one person. $500 frees two people. $1,000 frees four people. We won't stop until everyone has been freed. Join us.
All right, so that's just a little bit of an overview. Here's the phone number, 888-342-1010, and my friend Joel Vanderspeck put that video together. We're going to speak with Joel for the duration of the broadcast tonight because he has just returned from Sudan, and he told us before he left that he was going to have some stories when he got back. But he also told me something else earlier today, which is very exciting. We have the opportunity to literally do double the number of people that we can put together on our own tonight to liberate slaves. Because if you choose to liberate a slave tonight, there's a very special donor to CSI that is going to choose to match it slave for slave. So if we're able to do 10, 20, 30 slaves tonight, this person's already committed to CSI. We will match whatever they do. But here's the caveat. It needs to occur before the end of the show. We need to take advantage of this person's generosity in a way that will truly mean something to the people of South Sudan. The slaves of South Sudan need us to come through for them as they have not been given their liberation. The world governments have failed them. They are living in Islamic controlled households that continue to do things to them that you and I would consider to be torture. And so as we tell you the stories of some of the kids that are coming out of this, as we have one very moving story that we're going to see that was just shot on location with Joel this last couple of weeks that he was there. And friend, I'm just asking you tonight, open your heart. Ask yourself the fundamental questions. If you could put aside just a few pennies a day, a few dollars a month, over the course of a year, and you were able to know that by doing so, just one time, that it would give a human being its dignity and its freedom and its liberation intact for the rest of their life, would that be worth pursuing? We talk about freedom in this country all the time, but we abuse a lot of the freedom that we have. We waste our freedom on things that are superfluous and silly and frivolous and all kinds of things. If we had the opportunity tonight to say to a person who is enslaved and said, you know, for the rest of your life, you'll never have to report to that slave master again. What kind of cost would you put on that to be able to give someone that amount of liberty? Well, for CSI, we can do the whole thing for only $250. And the actual liberation portion of that is just what it costs to buy a cattle vaccine for the slave owner. He would rather save his cattle than save his people. So if we give him a cattle vaccine, he releases the slave, and then the rest of that gift is applied toward a new life. It gives them a she-goat for milk and cheese and food, and the beginning of a micro-enterprise farm. It gives the slave enough food by way of grain, sorghum grain, to feed themselves for the coming year. It gives them enough seed to plant a new season of sorghum so that they can continue to feed themselves. It gives them tools to garden and plant and fish with. It gives them a tarp to be shielded from the sun by or the rain when that occurs. It gives them a number of other things. All of it together, we call it the bag of hope, but it is so much more than a bag. And for people that have been routinely abused, raped, some of them have had physical torture done against them. Many of the boys that are taking that have been taken into slavery have their eyes gouged out by their slave masters. Most of the women have been raped in their time of slavery. Friends, what we are setting them free from is all of that. And then we are giving them a new life for $250. If you have to break it up over a couple of months, $125 per month for the next two nights, for the next two months. But if you do that tonight, if you make that commitment tonight, if you call tonight, 888-342-1010, then CSI's very generous partner is going to come alongside and say, we are going to step up as well. 888-342-1010. Let's double the number of lives we can liberate this evening right here on Radio Night Live. I'm Kevin McCullough. I'm excited about what's going to happen over the next couple of hours. Joel Vanderspeck is going to join me next. We're coming back to you live from New York. Don't go away.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Of all the boys, 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 of all the boys. Of all the boys I've known and I've known some.
Welcome back, Kevin McCullough. Glad to have you with us, Radio Night Live. We're off and running on a Saturday and thankful that you're able to join us. Our phone number is 888-340-3373. You can call us at any time, of course. But the phone number I'm asking you to give tonight, to dial tonight, is 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. And the reason why is because it's match night, which means every single person we help through Christian Solidarity International, every slave we liberate tonight will be matched by a significant and private donor to the CSI family who has made this very generous. Now, it's time-based. We need to have people respond before the end of this show in order for that to kick in. And so it's very kind of conditional upon you being motivated. But I'm hoping that when you hear some of the stories tonight, you will be. Joel Vanderspeck is the executive director for Christian Solidarity International. And that is a very impressive title, and he has a very impressive job. But CSI is a fairly small shop. They have an international position that kind of interfaces with global governments. They have the executive director, Joel, who is on the ground, and he's going to a lot of the places where the work is being done. And then there's a little bit of staff. But outside of that, friends, there's no overhead to this group. What they are doing with what we do tonight is helping people, rescuing people, saving people from slavery and from other persecuted conditions around the globe. Joel, welcome back to Radio Night Live. It's been a joy to trace where you've been going the last few weeks, but it's good to know you made it safe and sound back home again.
Your show, and thank you for being a powerful voice for those that are the most vulnerable places like South Sudan.
Yeah, well, we very much are passionate about this in a big time way. Now, you just returned, and I'm curious as to some of your general observations about what you were able to experience when you got off the plane, for example.
Sure. Well, this is the only second time that I've been to South Sudan to witness this phenomenal mission of freeing people from slavery. And to be honest, Kevin, it took a second visit to finally have this sink in. Both the reality of people being enslaved today, but also in my heart. And it's very raw. So I'm going to be an open book this evening, but I want to tell you it's very raw, and I may have to pause sometimes because the things I saw, the things that I heard, there's that side of it, but there's also the amazing side that people are being liberated. And thanks to your listeners, and from what I understand, that did you say 30 people have been freed through the effort so far?
Yeah, so far. And we haven't really been able to tell the full story yet, so we're just getting to that.
So it's happening, and we need to free more people, because that was the cry that I personally heard. Those people that we freed said, please, can you help get my brother back home to South Sudan? Can you help free my mom? She's still there,
wow,
enslaved. And there's this urgency to that cry. And so it sunk in more than ever, Kevin, and you know, you've been sharing these stories, but I want to let you and your listeners know, this is not something fictional. This is very real. And although it's hard to imagine, because people maybe are tuning in and thinking, this is just coming from left field. I mean, slavery today, this is something I read about in my history books from a long time ago. It is happening today. And as you mentioned earlier, Kevin, this really is the worst type of slavery because of the treatment that those that were freeing have received and endured for many, many years.
We're speaking with Joel Vanderspeck, who has just returned as the executive director for CSI from the project in Sudan. And some of the most powerful things that I've ever experienced by way of hearing stories be told are stories that have come from the slaves of South Sudan that have been liberated, that have made it back to safety and to freedom and have started those new lives. And this was certainly no exception, Joel. You were there to witness a liberation procedure. Talk to us a little bit about what happens when the freedom train, so to speak, pulls up to the South Sudanese border.
Sure. Well, Kevin, they have to walk overnight. In this instance, there were over 400 people that had been freed. We met them there just after they crossed the border. Sudan, you know, two countries now, South Sudan, the newest country in the world. They crossed over that border back into their home territory, their own land again. And amazing experience for them. One of the gals said she could not believe that she's coming back home. She was laughing herself silly because she couldn't believe it was true. She was pinching herself. But they had to walk on this journey back to their home country by night. And I asked them, why by night? Why couldn't you just walk in the open day? And they said there was still risk of them being recaptured. And there's a slave liberation team that we have in Sudan, in the Muslim area, where they've been abducted and taken to. And it's not safe there. I myself can't go to that area, but we have people that work with us mm-hmm. that are from that Muslim community that say enough is enough. Slavery is not right. We have to bring these people back home. They've been suffering enough. So we work with that team. There's about 8 people that they fan out throughout that whole area during the course of several weeks to locate those that have been enslaved. To negotiate with the slave owners for the release. We offer a cattle vaccine. We don't offer money. We're not perpetuating the situation. We're simply bringing people back home that have been enslaved for 20-plus years at times. So they walk back home, and there we meet them. And some of them just look completely, shocked or amazed. They just can't believe that it's true.
I'm sure there's a certain degree of
something that they prayed for and hope for.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a certain degree of shock.
Yeah,
they're just dumbfounded because a lot of these people have spent the majority, if not all, of their young adult lives in the circumstance where they are. So they've never had, for instance, any possessions of their own. They've never had any place to sleep that was called their own, etc. And friends, when they're liberated. Those of you listening tonight, the reason that this all matters is because when they're liberated and they get the bag of hope, CSI helps them relocate their family and get back home to the place in South Sudan where they have longed to be. And there's other components to this. There's their faith. There's the reconnecting with relatives. There's other things that also come back into their lives. But it is really an amazing, wonderful, just overwhelmingly good thing that we are doing when we liberate a slave in Sudan. And so tonight, friends, there are 52 that have not yet been liberated, and we're asking you to help us. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. And tonight, for every life that we save, there is another donor that has pledged to step up and do the exact same thing. So if we were, for instance, able to help all 52, he's going to step up and go that distance as well. Kevin McCullough, thanking you. For those of you that have called, I'm going to thank some of you when we continue. And as Joel said, he's going to be with us for the duration tonight. And I want to hear about, some of the stories. He has a story of a young boy slave, a young girl slave that really made an impact on him. And we'll continue that conversation as we go along. Here's that phone number again, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. You can also give online at csi-usa.org. You will see my picture on their homepage. Click on the donate button that's right next to that picture of me at the homepage of csi-usa.org to give online. Otherwise, put this number in your
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is in Tokyo, where he's expected to talk trade with Prime Minister Shinzo Abe.
Commerce between the United States and Japan is essential to ensuring a future of peace and prosperity for all of our citizens. That relationship is so important.
Vice President Mike Pence gave the commencement address Saturday at the U.S. Military Academy at West Point.
Duty, honor, country. Those words are engraved on your class ring, but they're also now embedded in your hearts. And they're the values that will carry you from this day in service to this great nation.
And severe weather is threatening parts of Texas, Oklahoma, and Kansas on this Memorial Day weekend. While the West will continue to be cool, the Southeast continues to be unseasonably warm. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, live shot of New York City, and yeah, we're live from New York. It's Kevin McCullough, and thankful that you're with us at Radio Night Live tonight. I had a big, huge week in terms of public appearances and everything I was at, and it was all brought back home to me this week because I got a little note from somebody that said they were praying for our efforts tonight, hoping that we will get the rest of the slaves liberated, that we have the opportunity to. These have been negotiated. These are in the process of being negotiated, and these lives hang in the balance. It's like we can make an actual difference through just the little bit of work that we do tonight, and it's going to mean so much. And by the way, Sarah from Oregon, you just called right at the beginning of the show. Thank you for your gift of $200. That's been matched by our special donor match challenge tonight, so that's actually $400 towards getting more slaves freed. And then I also want to say thank you to James from Atlanta, Georgia, and Larry from Colorado Springs, who have both decided to do the payment plan, so they couldn't do a full $250 all at one time. So James from Colorado Springs is doing $50 a month for 5 months. That will still liberate one life. And it will matter, because there will be a life that's liberated for that. And that's the thing. If you can't afford $250 in one shot, would you consider $125 over 2 months? That's going to help us. But if you get that commitment registered tonight, you go give that first gift tonight, you get in the queue to make the rest of that commitment done, then that will count towards the matching challenge. And again, 52 human beings are what we are attempting to take from slavery to liberation. Tonight's match night, 888-342-1010. Please call. Don't let that phone line go dead. We have plenty of people standing by to take your call, and it shouldn't take more than just about 2 minutes to get on and off with the information that they're going to be asking you about. Joel Vanderspeck is back with us, and his assistant, Patty, is back at the office monitoring the gifts as they're coming in, so she's letting us know. It's like the whole team is working hard tonight, and we're excited about what we believe. I believe, as a person of faith, we don't talk about faith a lot on this show, but I believe, as a person of faith, God smiles on us when we do this, because it's giving to people that are in desperate need. They don't have anything. They don't wake up in a free circumstance. They don't own any furniture. They don't own the place where they lay their head. They don't own the clothes that they wear. Everything that they even happen to have are just by whatever generosity the slave owner decides to show them, and that's about it. Joel Vanderspeck has returned from his most recent trip there, and Joel, I know that there were a couple of kids that just wrapped their hearts around your little finger, and being a dad, you know how easy that is, yeah. But talk to us about these two little guys. We have their pictures, by the way. We'll put those on the screen while you tell us, but tell us about these little guys.
Sure, Kevin. Well, I was looking to interview two of the kids to hear their stories, because this is a new generation of people being actually born into slavery. So these children have not seen a day in their country of origin where their parents were abducted from in their lives. And I followed two of these kids, precious kids, and I'm putting together two short stories, video actually in virtual reality, so we can bring this story to life to the people, you know, like your listeners that can see actually someone being freed from slavery in a very real way like that. And but as I followed these two kids around during the course of the time I was there, like you said, they impacted me greatly, Kevin. And the first one I want to tell you about is Bach, and he's 10 years old. And Bach was born into slavery. He was taken away from his mom 4 years ago.
And that's Bach's 10 years old. And that's somewhat common, because if the slave, the female slave bears a son from the rape of the slave master, then it is almost universally taken from her, because the slave master doesn't think that she has any rights to him.
Correct. They would just take the kids away, sometimes at a very young age, just after they've been weaned. Other times when they're 5, 6 years of age, which was Bach's story, that he was taken when he was six, and he misses his mom greatly. He remembers the care that she provided to him. That's the only type of love that he ever experienced in his life. So you can imagine the type of loneliness that Bach experienced, being thrown into a Muslim family, being forced to speak Arabic, being forced into Islam. And he was there in this family with one other boy, another Dinka from his own tribe. They were both enslaved.
Before we get to the liberation part of his story, and we're up against another break, so we'll take that. But I'm just curious. Was he able to, like, really articulate the amount of suffering that he had even or was there too much shock and trauma for him to even recognize what he'd been through? Let's pick up there when we come back. He's Joel Vanderspeck. The phone number is 888.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
62641. All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. 888-342-1010 is the number, 888-342-1010. During the break, we got an interesting phone call from Sharon from Louisville, who loves the show. She loves me. She's a very kind lady. But she asked a good question. She said, Kevin, you talk about the slaves in Sudan. And, you know, what about the veterans and the homeless shelters and the stuff here in the United States? And I had not formulated what I was going to say in response to Sharon, but one of my staffers did. And within about 15 seconds, His answer was, you know, with our veterans and the things that we're dealing with the homeless problems in America, and there's no place where it's worse than New York City, we have billions of dedicated dollars going to all of those causes. The reason that I have such a personal tug to what we do in Sudan is because these women were taken against their will. They have had their genitals forcibly mutilated, many times with rusty can lids, many times with blunt knives, many times with things that they don't have any health or hygiene protocols. And the only crime that they committed to have all of this punishment exacted against them was that they were born as Christians in the south region of Sudan. They don't have anything. There is no government that is helping them. So I'm not saying that every American has to turn over, their earnings and suddenly, go into poverty to help these people. But I give my time and money to other things that are here in the United States. But the reason I'm motivated and the reason that I think our match night donor tonight is excited to be the match night donor is because the people we are helping have literally no one. There is nothing coming for them. There is no backstop. And so, Sharon, I hope that explains on some level where my heart is. I'm also a man of faith, and there is something about the suffering of those who are suffering worse than anybody else that just speaks to me on that level. And so I hope that makes sense. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010 is our number. It is match night, and that means that every person we liberate in our spring project is going to be matched tonight if we do it before the end of the broadcast. And we've had several that have been calling and talking to us and giving, and we're thankful for that. Joel, we were talking about Little Buck before the break, and I also want to let people hear the story of the one you produced from Sudan before we're out of this segment as well. But real quickly, just put a button on Bach for us.
Yeah, Bach is 10 years old, precious kid. He was born into slavery. He was living with his mom in slavery, and they took him away from his mom 4 years ago. And so he was put into a Muslim family with one other slave kid. And he was forced to go out to the fields to take care of the cattle every day. And when he refused to do so, he told me that his slave master used to tie his hands and feet together, and he put him in a dark room and leave him there for the entire day without any food. And that would be his form of punishment for simply maybe dragging his feet, not wanting to get out and do his laborious duties on a daily basis. And it broke my heart, Kevin, because he missed his mom so much, and he didn't have any sense of appreciation or love for all of those years being enslaved, it just faced abuse. And he's now free, but I asked him what were some of his hopes for the future. He told me first of all he wanted to be a police officer. That was his dream: go to school and be a police officer. And so during that time, was actually able to bring him to a school. And he was so excited to spend to have his first day of classes. And he sat there in the front row, and his face was just beaming. And we shot this little video of him, and I can't wait to show it to your audience as well, Kevin, about Bach's story. But one of the things we just given him some food, and I took my scarf. It was so hot in South Sudan. I had to protect myself in the sun in the middle of the day while we were in that school. It's an open-air schoolroom. They just sit under a tree. And I took my scarf, and I wiped some of the crumbs off of his face. And what broke my heart, he smiled so much when he looked at me, because I don't think he'd received any kind treatment by anyone in all of those years. And he sat there in that classroom living his newfound dream, to attend school, to make new friends, and they all welcomed him. And they had the roll call for the class, and Bach proudly stood up and said, "My name is Bach Garang, and I am a Dinka, and I am a follower of Christ. And after all those years of being enslaved, of being forced into Islam, and having his first days of freedom and being able to go to school and have his dream of being a police officer in the future, it was beautiful, Kevin. And that's just one story of one life been changed through the help of people that are pitching in, like what's going to happen this evening.
Yeah.
And we had some police on nearby in that village, and one of them took his cap and gave it to
him. Oh, okay. So in the picture we've been seeing, that is I was wondering how a slave would get a hold of a police cap, but that makes sense. So
right.
the local police officer, if you're watching on Biz TV or you're watching on the internet, that police cap was not his possession. That would be considered a luxury if he had been a slave and had a hat of any sort. So a police officer, after hearing him say he wanted to become one, let him wear that and pose with that. That just says it all. Like, he's never known what his life was actually supposed to be like, but he knows that his mom was a follower of Christ. He knows that's the path he's choosing, to be tied hands and feet and left, you know, for a day in the dark. It's just we can't imagine that. Friends, if you call right now, you're going to help another boy like Bach. Some of the boys have their eyes plunged out because the masters just don't like them, and they say, you know, we don't like you looking this way or having that expression, and so they make it hard. If they perceive the young man to be a threat, they do that and much worse sometimes. But tonight, friends, you can liberate one of these precious souls. 888-342-1010. It's a $250 one-time gift, or you can break it up if you need to over a couple of months. $125 over 2 months would do it as well. But we want to liberate these 82 because there's another liberation coming, and we'll talk about that. It's Kevin McCullough. It's Radio Night Live. Stay with us.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
All right, Kevin McCullough, back Radio Night Live. We're grateful that you're here and live from New York every Saturday we do this. As we've been talking, Joel just came back from Sudan, and just before we went on the air tonight, completed this next story that I want you to see. See and hear. This is the story of a young woman named Adut.
My name is Adut Ajeng. When I was a young girl, the raiders from the north attacked my village and took me away. We walked for 10 days. I saw many terrible things. Some of my friends were killed because they could not keep up. I was sold to a family. I was forced to be a slave, to work for my master and his family with no pay. Very little rest. When the master didn't like the food I made, he would say horrible things and beat me. He forced me to pray as a Muslim. At night, I prayed in secret and asked God to rescue me. After 5 years as a slave, I was losing hope. Then one day, I had good news. There was someone who came to our area to free us, to bring us back to South Sudan. When I came back to my village, everyone was so happy. They cried when they saw me. They couldn't believe I was alive. Now I am back with my people. I am happy. I am free. I thank God for answering my prayers.
For what you're seeing, if those of you are listening by way of radio, some drone footage overhead, the slaves being liberated and then receiving their bags of hope. Tens of thousands of South Sudanese are still enslaved, and as Joel mentioned, Bach is a child who was born into slavery, and is that is a new phenomenon, that the kids that slaves were, you know, created by the slave master, raping the slaves, there's another generation of these people that are in need of our help. And so tonight there are 52 that we have prayed about. We've already got the Underground Railroad seeking the negotiations, and we hope to have them liberated this summer. The only thing that's standing in the way is being able to provide the cattle vaccine and to prepare the bags of hope for them for their journey back to their homeland. And friends, for $250, you change a life forever. You change a life forever when you do that. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. It is match night, and we are excited about that. Call and get two people living.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Get an additional 500.